Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Sports Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So let me get this straight. The president of Mexico wants the U.S. to change around its foreign policy, and before he will help to close the border or help with the border. Okay, well, I think only in the world of Joe Biden does this kind of thing happen, in the sense that, well, we might as well give it a shot. Maybe Biden will just do it. I don't know, folks. It gets weirder and weirder all the time, doesn't it, with Joe Biden? Folks, welcome back to the program. Hour number three now on its way. Kyle Warren with you, of course, and we have a lot to talk about on the program this morning. Don't forget, our telephone number is 949-822-7959. We're going to be opening up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. If you have a question or comment for our guest, Denise Simon, from founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, you can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. All right, without further ado, let's bring in Denise Simon again from founderscode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
You know, just right there in the intro, I was mentioning about the Mexican President Trump. President Trump has had a pretty good reaction to this, but what do you make of this whole thing?
It's
this?
Extortion.
Yeah.
And the only no answer that Biden has given to anything dealing with foreign policy is Israel.
Indeed. Yeah, yeah. Touché. You're exactly right.
So the big question is that why don't we have a delegation out of the State Department, and I would say out of the national security apparatus, parked in Mexico to get this thing resolved?
Indeed. Indeed.
That's a rhetorical question.
Yeah.
we wouldn't be doing that. But yeah.
Well, but now, so President Trump, as I said, he reacted pretty strongly to this, you know, saying that, you know, he would never, you know, succumb to these kinds of demands and so forth. But, you know, is it really this sense that the Biden administration is not perceived as being strong-willed or strong in this case? I mean, comparatively to Trump, it obviously not.
Biden allegedly is an Irish Catholic, and he signed a decree out of the White House about some kind of transgender visibility day. He didn't.
That's right.
And did he bother to take a look and see all the other days that are dedicated to, you know, this kind of thing? And say, no, this is enough, much less that it was on Easter? No. So he's not making these decisions. And even if he did, there's shame attached to that. So there's shame attached to not getting on the phone with AMLO, otherwise known as Obrador, and saying, dude, here's the deal. We're going to, you know, close the trade. We're going to tariff this. We're going to do this and that. I mean, there's lots of things we can do to Mexico. The other piece is this. The drug cartels, I don't really want to call them more cartels anymore, because they're actually running the government. I mean, that's just the way it is. They are, in fact, the Mexican government. But it's really what I would call a junta, because the cartels are really a military operation. If you absolutely look at their assets, they have pretty much everything that any standing army would have.
Sure.
So you have a corrupt standing army running a country. So, you know, there could be shame on Obrador right now saying, dude, we know that you're not running the country. You're just pretending that you are. So, I mean,
right.
I think there ought to be some embarrassment and shame placed on Obrador, personally.
Well, and certainly, you know, this stuff, you know, was the stuff of movies as well, back with Clear and Present Danger, a Tom Clancy movie, you know, where they went at, when they went after cartels, basically. But, you know, because what you're talking about is incredibly serious stuff, you know, almost to the point where, you know, you have to have a more militaristic, in terms of attack, but in terms of defense against what the cartels are able to do.
Yeah, I mean, we, going all the way back to the Obama administration, remember when Border Patrol was given rubber bullets?
Yep.
Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, now they don't even have that. Why? Because they're not even on the border.
That's true. And if somebody thinks they're using their horse reins inappropriately, that's a big stink,
right.
Which they weren't doing,
right.
By the way.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly. Well, but again, you know, this just seems to me, Denise, that, you know, whether it's Mexico, whether it's Vladimir Putin invading Ukraine, whether it's what's happening with Israel and Hamas, whether it's China looking at Taiwan, you know, no matter what it is, it seems like the through line here is the Joe Biden administration.
Yes. Now, wasn't it Kamala when she has this intermittent job of being the immigration czar? That she is raising all of this money. I don't know if it's $2 billion. I heard it was as much as $55 billion. To do what in Latin America? Yeah, here, $55 billion. And we're going to invest in, I don't know, public-private partnerships in Central America. Okay. Well, what about this?
Right. Yeah, where did that go?
What is this money? What is this public-private partnership? $5.2 billion. Commitments in Northern Central America. I'm looking at March 25th on a White House letterhead here.
Mm-hmm.
To do what? Economic opportunity, which is the root cause of migration. Well, what is that $55 billion doing right now exactly? Anybody know?
Good question. Stay right there, Denise. We will answer it when we come back. Stay right there, everybody.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It always feels good to return back to the USA. That's right. No feeling like it, everybody. Welcome back to the program, by the way. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Monday edition as we continue to race through and rocket through hour number three here of the broadcast. And, of course, we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you'd like to call in. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And, of course, we've got Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us. And Denise, again, you know, the world seems to have really gone a different direction ever since Joe Biden came into office. And all these things, didn't they tell us that, you know, the world was going to catch on fire if Donald Trump was reelected?
Yeah. And then Biden comes out and says, diplomacy is back. Okay. How's that working?
Yeah, it's not. It's not working because we don't seem to be able to back anything up. You know, obviously, our military should not just simply be our method of diplomacy, per se. But what happens, though, is that we're not able to use a carrot either, it seems like.
You know, we have remarkable abilities to gather intelligence, and we do. And so there are still questions here that it appears that the United States, with their remarkable intelligence collection, pretty much told Israel, by the way, and Netanyahu was not prime minister at the time, I need to keep saying that, to leave Gaza alone. So we ended up with October the 7th. Back to somewhere between the remarkable intelligence gathering and, in this case, also with the United Nations, why did we ever let Haiti fall to a gang whose leader is called Barbecue?
Right. Yeah. Good question.
And with that same intelligence collection, we clearly know what these cartels, as I said, or the, this military apparatus in Mexico is doing. And, you know, we have all kinds of people and assets in Mexico, Central America, and Latin America, such that we could cut off this immigration problem. So, I mean, I could go on and talk about these failures, least of which is Russia and Ukraine. So we have a president who doesn't make these decisions. His national security advisors do. And if you try and do an internet search on who his national security advisors are, you probably won't find anybody other than Jake Sullivan, who has been with Biden for a long time. And when he wasn't with Biden, he was with Hillary Clinton under the Obama administration.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, who in the national security apparatus, for the national security advisors, who is handling Russia? Who's got the Russia desk? Who's got the Iran desk? Who, by the way, nobody's talking about their advances on their nuclear weapons program. Who has got the Latin America file? Do you see where I'm going with this? Or
sure.
The Ukraine file? You know, I mean, it's really just remarkable that we just seem to be lost. And the bad guys are just, they're manifesting. They're just popping up all over the place, and then they multiply. And we do nothing. We pay these people big dollars to get things right. We throw an awful lot of money at these agencies to get things right. And they're not getting anything right.
Well, now, you mentioned something about, it sounds like, different people making different decisions about some different aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me that in a real crisis, if you don't have an actual, and I'll use this term, an actual president, in the sense that it's the one person that literally is coordinating all those things, you know, it seems to me that in a real moment of crisis, you could have some hesitation, you'd have some real split decisions happening, and you may not be able to react. I mean, this is not the way it's supposed to work at all, but I'm just saying, it just seems like it's much more discombobulated than even than having a president who's engaged in things.
General Schwarzkopf, during Desert Storm 1, was pretty much given free rein on how he was going to deal with that. Desert Storm 1 was over in a matter of days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he decided what the rules of engagement were at the time. We have an agency called USAID, which to me is the most corrupt agency, one of the more corrupt agencies that we have. And just one program here, ladies and gentlemen. It says here, through Central America and Mexico Regional Program, otherwise known as CAM, USAID works with governments throughout the region. And USAID has a $577 million regional product project. Regional project.
Mm-hmm.
$577 million. What are the receivables? What are we getting for $577 million? And I just spoke about, because I'm looking at it here on the WhiteHouse.gov website, of Kamala's, you know, private, public-private partnership thing. What are we getting for this public? I don't know how much money that the United States has put in, but as I'm scrolling through this, oh, USAID is mentioned once again, in fact, several times in this document. So what are we getting? Where are the receivables? What effects does it have?
Right.
None.
Indeed.
It all sounds good.
It does, but that's part of their smoke and mirrors, you know, sort of campaign. Well, speaking of campaigns, switch gears here just before we go to the break, Denise, and that is this interesting article in The Hill saying Democrats are desperate to see Biden reelected, but they're more coordinated now, basically, against Robert F. Kennedy. They're supposedly uniting against him. Do they really see him as a major threat?
Yes. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. But, you know, maybe somebody ought to actually take a look at his campaign platform, his plans, his posture, his position on items. I think he's been to the border actually twice.
Mm-hmm.
And he says it's a problem, and I'm understating what his words were, but he actually mentioned that it has to be controlled and there needs to be, you know, some action taken when he announced his vice president. So maybe they ought to take a look at his actual platform and his approach. And maybe start copying that if they want Biden to prevail and for Kennedy to not be a force to be reckoned with.
Well, it seems to me that the Biden campaign, basically, you know, they're not really trying to get people to sort of come along with them. They keep trying to placate different groups, and then of course it's all about Trump is going to steal our democracy. And they can't actually say you are better off because people know they're not better off. So then they have to run this ridiculous gambit of, no, you're wrong. You're not, just like Ari Fleischer was talking about. You're wrong. You don't really understand how good you have it, basically.
Yeah, things are so good. You've got EV manufacturers that are slashing prices. And you got others not making them anymore, like Ford. We're finished with them. You know, these EVs are just rotting on their tires and in their inventory. So how's that going? Well, one is that there are a lot of people that can't afford them. Two is that they're trying to force something out we don't want. Why don't we want them? Well, one is that we don't have time to sit for hours to recharge batteries. We can't afford the insurance.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to sit for hours while your car recharges,
yeah.
And you're on a trip somewhere, and you're trying to make time, and yeah, I can't imagine why. Well, Denise, stay right there. We are coming right back, everybody. We'll take your calls, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. Monday edition is racing by literally at warp speed. But that's what we do. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Pope Francis is once again calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and the release of all Israeli hostages. The Pope's renewal for the call came during Sunday's Easter Mass. The Pope speaking about other world events, including Ukraine, Haiti, and other places experiencing destruction. The Vatican saying around 60,000 people came to St. Peter's Square for Sunday's Mass. Recovery efforts are ongoing following the deadly collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore last week. Maryland Democratic Governor Wes Moore joins Fox News Sunday to provide an update.
The thing that we know is there will be an ongoing investigation. There needs to be an ongoing investigation as to what happened. I want that investigation to be speedy and for anyone who needs to be held accountable to be held accountable. And at the same time, we have got to get this channel opened. We have got to get commerce flowing again. And we have got to rebuild the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
This is USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Pile One.
Right, we got a great message from Mark in Clearwater, and he talks about the idea of Transgender Day of Visibility. You know, they didn't do it on Ramadan. He says, great idea by Denise Simon, and he says, well, actually, it's still Ramadan. Why aren't the Muslims up in arms about this? That's a really good question, Mark. We appreciate it. Then he's got some vice presidential picks. We were talking about that a little bit earlier, Denise. We got Mark in Clearwater. He thinks Mike Pompeo would be good this time around. Then after that, Pompeo with DeSantis. And then after that, DeSantis with Kristi Noem. What do you think?
All right. I kind of like that one.
Yeah. I don't think it. I think it was pretty good myself.
Pompeo, I really thought, might run for president. All of last year, and then he came out publicly and said that he would not. But just I think in the last week or so, he kind of gave a wink and a nod that he would, if asked to serve as vice president, that he would.
Indeed. I thought that was an interesting, very interesting development. Yeah, because he also talked about, well, I could be part of the administration, you know, if I can help achieve the goals. But yeah, that is not an outright no. And it's, I think, to some degree, a little bit of a change from what we might have heard from him in recent times.
I just finished his book. It's really quite a fascinating book, too, you know, because remember, he was a congressman. And then, you know, his credentials, obviously, from West Point. And then he went on to be the director of CIA. And when Rex Tillerson didn't work out so well over at the State Department, Trump, in a matter of hours, moved Pompeo from CIA over to State.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And the rest is history on that.
The rest is history there.
Well, let's head over to the telephone lines. We got Backgammon Bob with a question for you this morning, Denise. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Good morning, Kyle, Denise. On electric cars, I agree with you 100%. There's cells that are going to strain the grid and all that. If you're going to do anything electric, they should do an EV hybrid. Hybrids work pretty good because you run them on gas. You can plug them in. None of the problems of the electric cars. Anyway, on that subject, on Mexico, Afghanistan. We went in and took over Afghanistan, didn't we? We went in and took over Vietnam. In Eastern Europe, I believe we took over one of the Balkan countries or that had a Kosovo or someplace like that. So if we can do that to places that aren't really any threat to us, why can't we go in and take over Mexico, which clearly has a corrupt government, and make them a U.S. protectorate until they can get democratic elections? They are a direct threat to us. They have a standing army. They're attacking our border. We're even engaging them in the borders and stuff. What do you think, Denise?
All right. Well, thank you. Thanks, Backgammon Bob. What do you think about that, Denise? Can you do an Occupy Mexico?
We don't have to.
Agreed.
We know precisely. We have some pretty sophisticated drones. One of them is called the Global Hawk. We know what's going on in Mexico, where it is happening. So, we can drop some pretty interesting ordnance by drone and deal with these operative cells that are happening there. But bigger than that, we know where the cartel's money is.
That's true. Yeah.
Go seize the accounts. We didn't hesitate one second to seize the accounts and assets, including houses and yachts and all that, of these Russian oligarchs. Well, these cartels actually have more money than these oligarchs. So how about let's go seize some bank accounts?
Good.
That would
good
shut
idea.
Things down real fast now, wouldn't they?
Yep. We've got Mary in St. Pete for you this morning. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Well, they don't investigate the assets of these guys because actually they're either being blackmailed or they're making money themselves. And that would be the people in America. So why investigate if you're profiting from it? Mm-hmm. By the way, $350 every 7 days is what illegals are going to start getting in New York. I don't know what is with New York, and to start charging $15 toll pass to get into southern Manhattan called a congestion fee to try to get people, push them towards public transportation. If you cannot see that and extrapolate communism tenets from that, you have a problem. You're being steered towards communism in many, many ways and don't even recognize it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Mary. Mary in St. Pete, everybody. What do you think, Denise?
Sometimes my mind works pretty weirdly. So you heard it here first that I admitted it on the air.
Okay, yeah, it's good, though. We like it.
I have an attachment to New York. I was born in New York. Shh, don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
And that was a long time ago. And interestingly enough, my parents, when they were first married, bought a home in Massapequa, which happens to be where this poor police officer operated and family lived. But so you can tell I have some attachment there. But setting all that aside, there was a time in my life when I was a buyer for riches out of Atlanta, and at the time it was known as the Bloomingdale's of the South. So I would travel to New York 1 week out of every month. And I came to know the city pretty well. And I go through all this because they have something in New York called the Diamond District. So this is how my mind worked this morning, or yesterday, I guess it was. Kind of weird. If I were the Jews and I were the in part of the Diamond District and what they necessarily have to put up with, I think I'd leave. I'd move the entire Diamond District someplace else, out of the city,
yeah,
out of the state, actually. So back when I was a buyer, back in Atlanta, they had something downtown called the Atlanta Merchandise Mart. So I actually looked it up last night because I remember it was kind of going away. But it is still there. In fact, there's three buildings. And it houses not only some fashion, but mostly it's hard goods now. And so, you know, I think that they could probably move the entire Diamond District out of New York. Say, for instance, move it to Atlanta. Now, I'm not proposing Atlanta necessarily, but, mm-hmm, I mean, there's a massive building there that they could do that. Or someplace else. You know, would it be Tennessee? Would it be Texas? And send a message, because of the lack of law and order, and because of people like Alvin Bragg, and because of Eric Adams and Letitia James and all that, you know, do you think that they'd have a much better life someplace else with not only their personal lives, but their business lives?
Yeah.
Because I do.
Yeah. A lot of people kind of feel that same way when they're,
yes,
looking at these big blue cities.
Get out.
Yeah.
All Please right. don't come to Florida, though. We're full.
We got Mel calling in this morning as well. Good morning, Mel. You're on with Denise Simon.
Oh, yes. Good morning, Denise. Good morning, Kyle.
Where's our rooster?
No, I'm not in the barn yet. I'm still getting myself together. But anyway, excuse me. Oh, yeah, you left Kathy Hochul out on that list, too.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Thank you.
I can't stand that. But anyway, I wanted to ask, you know, as far as this confrontation we're having over with Russia and Ukraine,
mm-hmm,
where does Burisma Holdings come in on this list? And, are they trying to hide the corruption? You know, say when they're trying to hide the corruption, they'll take it to war. I'm just curious. Where does the DNC and Biden and all this tie in with Burisma?
Good question. Good question. Yeah, yeah, we'll let Denise respond to that. Thanks so much, Mel. Yeah, what do you think, Denise? We haven't heard a lot about Burisma lately.
Well, you have to kind of look at the date. The Burisma happened and then it unhappened. So that was way before Zelensky. But when Zelensky came into office, you know, that's why Trump was impeached, because he tried to get Zelensky's cooperation on, you know, the Bidens and all things Burisma, which was, you know, way before Zelensky's time. But when it comes to Burisma, I think 6,000 pages of documents / emails were just released over to Comer at the Oversight Committee.
That's right. That's exactly what happened. Yeah.
So we'll see what is in that. And, you know, all of the fake email addresses that the Bidens were using and so forth. So we'll see what was in there, too.
That's right.
With Burisma.
Well, thanks, Denise. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Hey, take care.
Thank you.
Denise Simon, founderscode.com, everybody. Neil, hopefully we'll talk to you again tomorrow. We're coming right back, folks, with Chris Markowski. Stay right there.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You know, as we went through the weekend, you know, we had the sad news right there at the start of the weekend that Louis Gossett Jr. Had passed away at the age of 87. And I got to tell you, I mean, I had so many great roles that he had, so many wonderful movies that he was in. I was really sad to hear that news. No matter what part he had or whatever the movie might have been, he always just kind of made that whole thing. And certainly you think back to Officer and a Gentleman and just iconic. And so Louis Gossett Jr., a very talented man, a very talented actor, and but leaves behind just this amazing legacy of just an amazing work in film and acting and just a very, very special person who did a lot of great stuff. And by all accounts, a great guy as well. So we do mourn the passing of Louis Gossett Jr. Well, we've got Chris Markowski this morning with us, of course. He's the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. You can also find out all about Chris's radio show, his podcasts, and much more simply by going to WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And so without further ado, let's say good morning to Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you, the initial aftermath of the accident in Baltimore that basically shut down the channel. There's always that kind of optimism early on that says, this isn't going to be a big problem. Ultimately, you know, it's serious, but we're going to get this thing dealt with, and we're not going to, you know, we're going to minimize the impact. Well, as the days go on, Chris, you know, we're seeing stories now, even the governor is saying this will have a massive impact on the national economy, and other economists are saying that consumers are going to feel a move of, you know, of inflation about this as well. You know, what do you think ultimately this is what's going to happen here? It's going to take them time to get this thing, you know, cleared out.
Well, I mean, of course the governor's going to do that because he's going to want, you know, more money and you know, obviously to get the situation handled sooner rather than later. I think that the area will be cleared. I think faster than everybody thinks. I think that the issue is going to obviously, you know, be obviously rebuilding the bridge. That's going to be a problem. But, you know, clearing the waterway, I don't think that will take too long, for them to do. So again, you know, right now, I mean, some of the things that go in there, I mean, I know there was a couple, auto, companies where cars go, there's Mercedes and Mazda. And I think I read as well, some hazardous materials actually go through that area as well based upon, because things can't go through tunnels. You know, that might be an issue, but I think that they'll probably get the waterway cleared fairly quickly. So they'll be up and running sooner rather than later.
Well, that is very, very good, of course, because obviously any major disruption in the supply chain, you know, can cause a lot of problems. I mean, you know, it was an accident. We know that. But, you know, this as a de facto terrorist attack in and of itself, unfortunately, just demonstrates what happens when you can, you know, plug up a major artery like that.
Well, again, I'm not so sure. Like I said, at this point in time, it's kind of almost going to the back page. My initial reaction to it, watching it, was that, you know, it could have been a cyber crime. We don't know yet. And, you know, there isn't a lot of follow up, when it comes to that as well. And I always go back to that story in Oldsmar, Florida, was it 2001 when, someone hacked the water supply there and tried to put more lye into the water and poison the water. And how that story went away, very quickly. So again, you know, the story in of itself is kind of, you know, just fed from the pages, and you know, the fact that you know, they throw in some stuff out there with bad fuel, whatever it may be, it could have been a myriad of things. And quite frankly, I don't think that they want to let us know exactly what happened.
Yeah, indeed. Well, you know, you and I, we often talk about electric cars, and it looks like Fisker is now trying to slash its prices because it's having some real problems. I understand, too, that they had sold off their one of the ways they were trying to run this is by selling off their carbon credits or something to other companies. But they're finding that, that you know, they're trying to avoid bankruptcy with all this.
Well, this would be the second time. I mean, Fisker originally was a American Recovery Reinvestment Act, Obama, darling way back in the day, and one of the, all those companies back then, the Cylinders of the world, all those green nonsense that went bankrupt that, you know, nobody even thinks about or cares about anymore. But this is another one. I mean, this company is a joke, like many of the other EV companies out there. You know, at least, you know, you look at ones like Lucid and you know, the Saudis don't care. They continue to throw money into that company as it continues to lose money. You look at the prices. I mean, I was funny. I had to go to the mall this past weekend, and, you know, they're trying to sell electric Cadillacs they had there at the mall. And I'm like, you know, honestly, a lot of people can't afford these things. I mean, these are very expensive cars. So, but again, it's fascinating to me, the entire concept. You know, again, Fisker, this is the second go around, and again, it's going bankrupt again.
Indeed. Well, I'm glad that you mentioned malls, because evidently, it looks like some of the foot traffic is now just about 2.3% below 2019 levels for a lot of retail, and that has to do with open air malls and things like that. I actually drove by an aged mall earlier on Easter Sunday, but of course it was obviously closed. But even if it wasn't Easter Sunday, it would be a ghost town. And these are, you know, older malls, those indoor malls where you back in the day you'd go in and hang out. But it looks like some of this retail may be coming back. What do you think of that?
I'm not so sure. I mean, I had to go because I got a suit that I need to have tailored. And that's why I had to go, you know, to the mall. But, you know, I was, you know, also trying to do some shopping. And again, I was found myself extraordinarily aggravated the fact that, you know, they didn't have, you know, my size. Like, oh, we'll try, you know, something and then we'll see if we can have it delivered to you. I was like, no, you know, if I was running a retail establishment, I would make sure that I at least had every size there so you could try it on. If you don't have it, you could, you know, then have it delivered, at least, you know, maybe have items that you're not going to sell, but at least people can try them on and then deliver it to their house. So it was frustrating to me and just how these retail outlets, you know, run. And how, quite frankly, you know, how inconvenient it was. And I, you know, ended up leaving frustrated. I'm like, this is nonsense. This is ridiculous. This is silly. And, again, they've got to get their act together.
Well, and you're right about that. And certainly when it comes to square footage, you know, that would be a more efficient use. They wouldn't need so many square feet, by the way, it would seem. They wouldn't have to stock all kinds of stuff, but they'd have just things that would be important to demonstrate with, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, you could cut your square footage down. You make sure you have every size. And in today's day and age, with how we handle, you know, supply chains and getting things to people's homes, you say, okay, this is, you know, all this stuff fits. We'll have it, you know, delivered to your house, you know, well, later on in the day or tomorrow. I mean, that seems to make great sense. But then, you know, it was a frustrating shopping experience.
Certainly. Indeed. Well, and of course, we love to talk about interest rates, and looks like Jerome Powell on Friday basically once again laid down the idea that, you know, don't expect a June rate cut if they don't think that the inflation numbers are agreeing. But I would kind of think that, you know, wouldn't that be such a major a blow to the markets and to the economy if they ever really don't cut the interest rates this year?
Well, it's going to be a blow to the government more than anything else, because what we're spending in interest on our debt, I really don't. I don't pay much attention to it. I mean, again, there's little that the Fed can do when it comes to inflation. I think that they know that. Again, it has a lot to do with government spending and where we're at right now, quite frankly.
Indeed. Well, Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website, and it's always fun, and we always learn a lot, I'll tell you that much. And I hope that you had a great Easter weekend, by the way, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. Chris Markowski, everybody. Watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. We're going to climb up to the top of the hour news, and when we come back, we got Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com. So don't go anywhere, folks. Hour number three, now, officially in the books.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.